From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Former California Assembly Speaker John Perez is calling off the vote recount he requested in the race for state controller. Ed Joyce reports from Sacramento.
Perez requested the recount in 15 counties after finishing third in the June 3rd primary. The Los Angeles Democrat was 481 votes behind fellow Democrat Betty Yee. Perez picked up only a handful of votes in recounts this week in Imperial and Kern counties. He says in a statement that there is simply not enough time to see this process through to the end. California law has no provision for an automatic recount, and Perez's campaign has had to pay county election staff. Perez says the controller's race highlighted flaws in California's election law. He also endorsed Yee against Fresno Mayor Ashley Schweringen, a Republican. Perez served in the state assembly the last 6 years and is termed out of office. I'm Ed Joyce in Sacramento.
The California unemployment rate fell 0.2% between May and June to 7.4%. That's according to the latest figures from the Employment Development Department. That represents an increase of 24,200 jobs. Jerry Nicholsberg is a professor of economics at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. He says job growth in California has been on a steady rise for months.
We've moved from the beginning of this year, which was 8.1%, down to 7.4%, that's 0.7% reduction, and gained quite a few jobs, both payroll jobs and total employment in the state.
Nicholsberg says sectors like education, health services, and professional and business services have seen some of the best job gains, but the manufacturing and financial services sectors continue to struggle. Nicholsberg says the long-term unemployed continue to face obstacles re-entering the labor force as they struggle to keep their skills up to date with the rapidly changing job market. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.